Vancouver is gearing up for the 27th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Once again, the Birthday Bash will be held on Saturday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive. Artists performing this year are Geronimo, Zuki Joseph, Macronix, Rasta Rubin, and the Selassie I Power Band, featuring Fred Locks Asher and other special guests, Ultra Flex Crew, Purple Soul Band, and MCs George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Jamaican food and refreshments will be on sale. Advance tickets available at Zulu, High Life, and Rhythm and Spice.
Hello, everybody. This is the start of 6 to 7 Sunday on CITR 101.9 Vancouver Radio. The show is Crescendo. I am Jed, your host at Crescendo, and this is going to be the third installment of this show. We have a good one, a good show set up for you. Today's musical guest couldn't make it, so I'll be performing just small acoustic guitar little song that it's a cover song that I'm doing if I have some time for it. But the time may not permit, who knows yet, you know, kind of winging it. But we have a good set of playlist for you. Got everything from Elephant Stone and Venetian Snares from newer Canadian bands. And we got Country Joe and the Fish and Bob Dylan, some old hippie stuff. So it's going to be a really interesting show for everybody, and you better tune in. Our first few songs of the day are going to be A Silent Moment by Elephant Stone, and then Hajnal by Venetian Snares. So to kick us off, here is Elephant Stone.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. That right there was Hajnal by Venetian Snares, and right before that was A Silent Moment by Elephant Stone. Now, Elephant Stone, I'm really happy I found. This is the first group like this that I've seen, but the name for themselves that like a lot of people refer to as far as their genre is Hindi Rock. It's kind of like a little play on words because it's very like a lot of indie sounding, like guitar and bass kind of sound, really more independent or like, you know, more 2000s kind of music, but also really a lot older traditional Hindu music from, you know, Indian music. They use the tabla and sitar in a lot of their songs, so it really has this awesome kind of psychedelic feel, kind of reminiscent of the 60s, but then thrown into like a lot of like the really chill drone of some of their melodies. So it works to like make a really good sounded music. So that was Elephant Stone, and after that was Venetian Snares, another Canadian, I think from Quebec, Venetian Snares. They are one of like my favorite electronic composers. Their stuff just spans from so many different levels, but like still has like a consistent sound through the whole song. So that's a group that I'm gonna listen to a lot more after I found them recently. And the next coming up for you, we're gonna get a little bit more independent music with The River and the Road, kind of a more folky sound. They have, they're a really local band. And after that, you're gonna have Fonts, which is back to some more electronic music, but it's going to be a slow and steady crescendo. Named this for a reason. So keep listening. We have a good rest of your show for you.
Interrupting your music to make you listen to an ad, but click that banner and this could be the last one you get for a month. See, Wendy's is torching the ads and giving away free Spotify Premium. Why? Because we're all...
Alrighty, everybody. That right there was The Lights Are Always On by Fonts, and before that was Straw, Brick, and Wood by The River and The Road. So the River and the Road, like I was saying, is a really local, actually Vancouver area folk band. I originally heard of them actually through a friend that ended up living with the band for a while in a big home at some point. And she was telling me about their music, and I checked it out, and they have some very funny videos. It's their new emerging group, and they have a lot of good stuff, so definitely check them out. And Fonts is another recent band that I discovered, and they have some fantastic music. Shout out to some friends back home, actually, who hit me up with these guys. I was looking for some new Canadian artists, and they just gave me a bunch of different groups. They actually were the ones that told me about both Venetian Snares and Fonts, so I get by with little help from my friends, and by that I mean without them I am pretty useless, so thanks to them. And now coming up, we got some Bob Dylan, and then some Country Joe and the Fish. Now, I'm going to have to warn you, the Country Joe and the Fish song does come with a content warning that'll play again pretty soon, but he does drop a few curse words for the light of heart. So, alrighty. Now, coming up next is Bob Dylan.
Click on the banner to follow Dixter Music You Should Know now.
One time ago, a crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. Went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. Said it was a bad dream. I wouldn't worry about it none, though. Them old dreams are only in your head. Said, holy doc, the World War passed through my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. He grabbed my arm, I said, ouch, as I landed on the psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 4:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover, wondering who turned the lights on us. Well, I got up and I walked around, up and down a lonesome town. I stood wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me fallout shelter bell and I leaned my head and I give a yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. A shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him too much, though he didn't know me. Down the corner by the hot dog stand, I seen a man. I said, howdy, friend, I guess it's just us two. He screamed a bit and away he flew. Thought I was a communist. Well, he spied me a girl before she could leave. I said, let's go play Adam and Eve. I took her by the hand and my heart was thumping. She said, hey, man, you crazy or something? You seen what happened last time they started? Well, I seen me a Cadillac window uptown. There was nobody around. I got into the driver's seat and I drove down 42nd Street in my Cadillac. good kind of drive after war. Well, I remember seeing some ads, so I turned on my Connell ride, but I didn't pay the Con Ed bill, so the radio didn't work so well. Turned on my record player. It was Rock-A-Day Johnny singing, "Tell your ma, tell your pa, our loves are gonna grow, wah, wah." I was feeling kind of lonesome and blue. I needed somebody to talk to. So I called up the operator of time just to hear a voice of some kind. When you hear the beep, it will be 3 o'clock. She said that for over an hour and I hung up. Well, the doctor interrupted me just about then, saying, "Hey, I've been having the same old dreams. But mine was a little different, you see. I dreamt the only person left after the war was me. I didn't see you around." Well, now time passed, and now it seems everybody's having them dreams. Everybody sees herself walking around with no one else. Half the people can be part right all of the time, and some of the people can be all right part of the time, but all the people can't be all right all of the time. I think Abraham Lincoln said that. "I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours," I said that.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
"I'll let you be in my dreams if you would let me be in yours," I said that. One of my favorite lines of Bob Dylan. Ugh, love that song so much. So yeah, that is the Talkin' World War III Blues, Bob Dylan, off of the Free Will and Bob Dylan. Have that vinyl. I listen to it all the time. Probably one of my favorite albums of all time, especially one of my favorite albums of any folk music ever. Bob Dylan is, my obsession with him knows no bounds, so you're going to be hearing a lot of him here and there. That's just the way it is. And next coming up, we got another 60s folk guy, Country Joe and the Fish. And Country Joe is actually, he's still active now. He played a couple songs at Woodstock that he was really well known for, like this one, actually. I'm not positive if this is one of the live versions, but it is one of the songs he played at Woodstock. And he was, as you'll hear, a very strong, protesting kind of folk movement guy. But he still is going strong in Berkeley, California, just about a half hour away where I'm from. And still is playing some folk music, just where he did in the 60s. So he's still going strong, which is great to hear, and he has some great music. But I must warn you that there is some nasty content in this, so much so that I am going to play the content warning advertisement by CITR at 101.9 Vancouver. Give a listen.
"Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed."
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
You can be the first ones in your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Be the first one on your block to have your boy come back in a box. I think Country Joe definitely won the award for most sardonic hippie ever. That is a great, great protest song, but it cuts deep, and it was really a mark of the time. But now that we're almost getting close to the end of the program, I think I'm going to play a song that I've been working on. This is a cover, actually, so I hope you all enjoy it. It is covering Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, so we'll see how it goes.
She eyes me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box. 4 weeks. I've been drawn in to your magnetar pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Meat eating orchids, forgive no one just yet. Cut myself on angel's hair and baby's breath. Broken hymen of your highness when I'm left back. Throw down your umbilical noose so I can climb right back. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice.
That's my song for the day. Just was listening to Heartshaped Box the other day, and I kind of wanted to try to make it bluesier, give it a shot, but, you know, it's always fun to try new things. So, yeah, coming up next, I'll throw an ad at you, but this is a good one. It's for UBC Improv, a really great, funny group. And then we're going to have some Courtney's, and then a couple, actually a rap song for you, and then I'll finish it off with some heavier beats. So thank you for listening.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on. Sugar. Let's get it on.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that was Dead Dog by the Courtneys. This is like the second or third time I've played them on the station. I really love their sound. It's a kind of a grungy punk sound of an all-female band from the Vancouver area. And just want to keep getting their stuff out there. Really good sound. But coming up next is Party by Lack of Afro, Wax, and Herbal Tea. It's a really great funky rap song that you should stay tuned for. But I got to warn you, there's some vulgarity here. Gasp, I know. But if you can hang in there and, stomach this, then you should definitely give it a listen. Fantastic flow and great production. So here is Party by Wax, Lack of Afro, and Herbal Tea.
Track and bass on the joint, on point like a thumbtack.
Alrighty, everybody. That was Party by Lack of Afro, Wax, and Herbal Tea, a really great funky rap group. And then followed by getting a little bit heavier, and to finish off the last 3 minutes of the show, we're going to get really heavy. That was Aces High by Iron Maiden, by far favorite 80s metal band of all time, undeniably. I think they're probably one of the best metal bands of all time as far as their influence. And oh my God, his vocals are ridiculous. And the next two songs are, ooh, this one, just in the title, there is an F-bomb. So, yep, one more content warning. Sorry, I'm going a little blue today for the show. But it's I Feel Like a Fat, Frustrated Fuck by The Evaporators. And after that, there is Tilled by Touche Amour. And The Evaporators is a great local band headed by Nardwar the Human Serviette. Has his own show here on Fridays at 3:30. Really awesome guy, fantastic music interviewer, and he has his own punk band, The Evaporators. And after that is Touche Amour with Tilled, and that is a fantastic emotional hardcore band, which kind of matches my anguished mood, seeing that the Niners are losing. My old home team is probably not going to the Super Bowl. I try to like the Raiders, doesn't work. I try to like the Niners, and they don't make it. My life is a struggle. But anyways, that sums up me for the rest of this fine evening. So I'll leave you with these two songs and have a great week, everybody. This is Crescendo 101.9, signing out.